Thank you and welcome to each one in our listening audience this morning. How grateful I am that you've chosen to tune in to the Seeds of Truth that's brought to you at this same time each week by the Rivermont Church of Christ. And I hope and pray that you give attention to what's being said. Now to our subject for the morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. I direct your attention to Genesis chapters 1 and 2, where we find God creating the first man and the first woman miraculously. Since then, the human race has multiplied through the operation of the natural law of reproduction and procreation. Had God chosen to have done so, he could have continued to make men out of the dust of the earth and breathe into their nostrils the breath of life. And we all recognize that God did not choose to do that. Furthermore, even a casual reader of the Bible knows that God performed miracles through certain men. So our question is not, could God enable men today to perform miracles as he did, but is he granting them such power now? So this is not a question of God's power, but of God's plan. You know, I so often hear preachers making ridiculous claims about miracles today that are just plain false. And I'm sure that they are sincere, but I believe they're sincerely wrong. And I would like to challenge any preacher to a debate on the topic, have miracles ceased? Now don't be bashful, just give me a call and we'll make arrangements for that. My number is 804-530-1764. As truth has nothing to fear by honest investigation or debate, and you know the arch enemy of truth is error. So I ask the question this morning, are miracles still being performed through human instrumentality today? Or have miracles as they were performed in the first century ceased? Simply put, does God today perform divine miracles through men? There can be no doubt that God has enabled men to perform miracles in times past. You remember when Moses went to Egypt to deliver the Israelites out of bondage, that God gave him power to do signs and miracles to confirm the truth of his mission to the Israelites and to Pharaoh. Moses first spoke the truth, and then he confirmed that truth with signs. He proved God was with him first to the Israelites and then to Pharaoh, Exodus 4, 29 and 30. I feel sure that you and the listening audience are familiar with the 10 miraculous plagues that were brought upon Egypt through the hands of Moses. So Moses proved that God was with him by the signs and miracles which he performed. The miracles that Jesus performed were to confirm the truth of his mission and of his divine sonship. Read with me Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 5. Now when John heard in the prison the works of the Christ, he sent by his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that cometh, or look we for another? And Jesus answered and said unto him, Go and tell John the things which ye hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have good tidings preached to them. Then again from John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, many other signs, therefore, did Jesus in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye may have life in his name. The miracles that the apostles performed, or that the Lord performed through them, were to confirm the word that they preached. The gospel that they preached was a new message. They were to take this new message to all the world. Now, how could they prove that Christ had sent them? They had no Bible. The New Testament had not been written at that time. So the Lord promised them special power through which they were able to convince the world that he sent them and was with them and that they were preaching the truth. And just prior to Jesus' ascension into the heavens, back to the throne of the Father, Jesus told his apostles